howdy, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Recent tests have shown Horlicks to be of considerable value in a weight control plan. The Horlicks plan that was shown is a simple, safe, effective way of controlling the weight. In 3 weeks, women using the plan lost on an average nearly 4 pounds each, safely and without discomfort. If you're overweight, you'll be interested to hear how this plan works. It consists simply of substituting a cool, refreshing glassful of Horlicks for your regular noontime luncheon. Horlicks is without the excess calories of a heavier meal, and excess calories are a major cause of excess weight. In addition, Horlicks is a well-balanced food, containing the elements essential for proper nourishment and sustenance. That's why Horlicks is very safe and certain. It doesn't let you down, as do radical reducing plans. All you need is a package of Horlicks. It is not necessary to add milk unless desired. You can get Horlicks at your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. The stockholders of the Great Western Sterling Silver Company became dissatisfied with the way Squire Skimp has been managing the mine and decided to oust him from office, and had asked Lum to take over the office of general manager. Today, Lum called a meeting of the stockholders and asked them to pay him a salary to look after their interests, and also to pay for a helper for Abner on their new rolling store, so that he might devote all his time to the silver mine. As we look in on Lum's house today, he and Abner have just returned from the stockholders' meeting. Listen.
Well, you can't blame the stockholders, Lum. They ain't got no money to be spending on you, fixing up the office and paying you a salary for being a president.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even pay Grandpa's salary to work in the store in my place while I'm devoting all my time to the silver mine. Undoubtedly, they don't expect me to stand all the expense out of my own pocket.
Well, I still don't see why you can't work in the store and look after the mine both. You've got plenty of time.
Yeah, I've got plenty of time, all right, but that ain't it. It just don't look right for a president and general manager of a big silver mining company to be riding around town in a traveling store, weighing up a dime's worth of this and a nickel's worth of that.
Well, now, if you want to hire Grandpap to work in your place, it's all right with me, Lon. But I know I ain't going to do all the work myself just because you're a manager of the mine now.
That's the stingiest bunch of stockholders I ever had dealings with. Even offered to work for $40 a month, and they wouldn't pay me that even. I ought to just quit. Resign myself. That's what I ought to do.
Well, now, there's plenty of them that'll look after it for nothing if you don't want to. Be glad of the honor.
I said I ought to quit. I never said I was going to.
Yeah, well, you heard Killer Weehunt get up there at the meeting and say if you didn't want it, that he'd do it for nothing.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Embarrass me, too. He'd be a fine one to be at the head of a big company like that. He don't know Quicksilver from Sterling Silver. That'd be a fine howdy-do, some big millionaire mine operator like that Mr. Worthington come in here to try to buy the mine from us and have to go over there to the blacksmith shop to talk to our general manager.
Yeah, I reckon it would be pretty noisy trying to talk business over there and somebody beating on that anvil all the time.
Well, not only that, it's just the ideas of it. It wouldn't look right.
Wouldn't.
The president of our company standing there shoeing a mule and talking about a $1 million deal all at the same time.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, they'd get the idea in their head they could buy it at any old price. See Caleb stand there in that old leather apron and holding our mule's foot in one hand, they'd figure he's so hard up for money, he'd take mine at any price he'd offer him for it.
Well, I expect he would, too. The way them stockholders talk, they'd love to get anything they could out of it.
Yeah, it ain't no use for them to be nervous now, though, with me looking after things. Now, Granny's, I'll make them all rich. I'm going to try to sell the mine first, and if I can't sell it, I'm going to start digging that silver out of there.
That's your time.
That's one reason I want to get myself an office fixed up. Get someplace where I can concentrate. Study these big problems over careful.
Well, now, if you're going to have to work in a store, well, you wouldn't have no time to spend in the office if you had one along.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I wish I'd have been twins like all them down children, quartets or whatever they are. There's five of them. I could be in five different places all at once.
Well, law me, if you're having all this trouble keeping one of yourself straight, what would you do if there was five of you?
Well, I could at least be... My name. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Is it him?
Hi, Bobby.
Who?
It'd be people.
Oh, how are you, Miss Phillips?
Four too many here,
that's what it is. Mom? Why, we ain't started out with the store yet today. We had a meeting of the stockholders of the silver mine this morning, and we more than likely won't start out now until after dinner sometime.
First time I ever heard of five twins.
Yes, Mom. Why, we ought to be by your house about 3 o'clock, I reckon. Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Phillips. Not at all. Goodbye. You want to be showing stuff there at Luther Phillips' place this afternoon, Mama.
Yeah, well, I'm just afraid we're going to lose all our business, Mom, if we don't take to running that store regular. I know there's bound to be lots of people depending on us to get stuff for dinner today, and we never showed up.
Yeah, we ought to been out this morning.
Sure.
But again, we get this thing all straightened out, we can run it on a regular schedule every day.
Well, now, you just got to make up your mind which one you're going to do. If you're going to spend all your time looking after the silver mine, well, get somebody to help me in the store.
Yeah, all right. I'll call up Grandpappy Spears and get him over here and see if I can make some kind of a deal with him. I don't see how in the world I can afford to pay him, though.
Well, law me, Lum, we've lost enough business in the last 2 days by not having our store running till I paid him for a month, might not.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Why, sure it is.
Trouble of it is, though, it's going to be hard for a man like him to ever fill my shoes.
Oh, well, I think he'll have his own shoes, Lum. I don't think you need to worry about that.
Well, I don't mean sure enough wear my shoes, Abner. I'm talking about filling them.
Well, what do you want him to fill your shoes for?
Well, he'll have to if he takes my place there on the truck, if he goes to work for us.
Well, now, there'll be plenty for him to do, Lum, not fooling around with your shoes. I don't see no sense in it, no way.
For goodness sake, Abner, that's just an expression. I mean,
I don't care what it is. You can keep your shoes here at home where they belong. In the first place, we ain't got room on a
just
truck.
Just let it go, Abner. Let it go. Just hush up about it. You get something in your head and you can't explain nothing to you. This time, it's shoes.
Shoes in my head?
There ain't nothing up there. Now, if you hatch up about it, I'll call him up and get this hard help in the store settled right now.
Well, go ahead, call him. But now, if he goes to work on that store, he's got to have understanding with himself, and I'm the boss. What I say, go. That's what I want understood with him.
You and him can settle that trick yourself. I'd end up in a big argument. You two ain't arguing about who's the boss. You're playing checkers, and I don't know which is the word. Wait. Hello? Grandpa?
Thank God.
Why, this is Lum. Yeah, you know, I was talking to you yesterday about going to work for us on the new store on wheels. Yeah, well, I had myself sort of mixed up, I think. Me or you one did. Yeah, why, how much would you have to go to work for us?
Just tell him what you did.
I mean, we can't pay very much on account of the store just starting out and all. Well, could you take, say, half of that out in trade, groceries? Yeah, groceries out of the store. See, I'm having to pay this whole salary myself. Stockholders wouldn't hit none on it, you know that. Yeah, I know you voted for it. I think me and you was the only ones that did, though.
Yeah, tell him he'll have to furnish his own shoes, too, Lum.
Well, couldn't you take part of it out in groceries?
I thought that
too, then. Well, I guess we just have to go ahead and hire you, then. Better get yourself ready to start out this afternoon, then, Grandpa. Yeah, Abner will come by there for you, and you can just get on the store there at your place. All right, Grandpa. Goodbye. Well, I don't know where the money's coming from to pay him with, but you've got a heifer now, anyway.
And he's going to do it, huh?
Yeah, but he wants it all in cash. Wouldn't agree to trade it out. Might have known he'd act stubborn about it.
Yeah, well, of course, he'll buy a little stuff along the line, sort of like Cedric does, you know.
Yeah, if we can get him to buy as much as Cedric does, we'll have to raise his wages to break even.
Well, I'll work on him. While we're driving along from house to house, well, I can be trying to sell him stuff, you know, give him bargains.
Yeah, that's the time. Whenever he buys something that way, though, he'll be sure and just put down on the books who got it. Charge it to my account, but mark his name by it somewhere.
Yeah, I'll mark it so we can tell who got it all out.
Well, who's that stopping out there in front of us?
Huh? Well, I don't know. He's getting out.
Stranger to me. Wait, let me go to the door there and see what it is.
Yeah, it might be some of your relations come to see you.
Well, how do you do, sir?
Hey, how are you doing? Highway 88 from here.
Highway 88? That's our main highway, ain't it, Dad?
Yeah, that's the one in the county too, yeah.
Yeah. Why, just follow this road on down to the main part of town there and turn to your right after that Dick Huddleston store. That'll take you on into Mena. Not at all, not at all. Just keep the main travel road. Danny, that's a neat contraption he's got there, ain't it?
Yeah, what is that, a house he's got hooked on behind his car there?
Yeah, that's what they call a trailer, house trailer. He lives right in that thing.
Well, I do know. What will you think up next?
Yeah, that's the old covered wagon brung up today, I'd say.
Well, sir, now, that's something I'd love to have. Just travel around over the country and take your house out with you.
Yeah, look how nice that thing runs along pulling off there.
Yes,
okay, you got window curtains on it and
everything. Yes, sir, if I had that thing.
Wait a minute. Hey, be quiet a minute.
Huh?
Don't say nothing, just be quiet. I believe I'm getting out.
What's the matter?
Yes, sir, I, Granny. That's just what I've been looking for. It's the very thing.
What? What are you talking about?
That trailer there. If I had one of them things, I could hook it right on behind our rolling store and use it for my office for the silver mine. That way, I won't need Grandpappy Sears. I can work in the store and have my office right along with me at the same time.
Why, sure. Sure you could, huh?
That's why. I'm going right down now and see if Taylor Weehunt can't give me one of them things.
Why, sure.
You've heard about these railroad presidents having their private cars. Now, Granny, there ain't no reason why the president of a silver mining company can't have a traveling office to travel into. Call up Grandpappy Spears, Abner, and tell him we are.
If Rum keeps on, he'll have half the business section of Pine Ridge on wheels. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that Horlicks makes an ideal hot weather lunch. Just how bad a heavy lunch is for you was well explained in a recent newspaper article entitled, How That Large Lunch Affects You. It said, when that tired and lazy feeling comes after you've had a big noonday lunch, it's brain anemia, according to an eminent psychologist at Colgate University. In tests, in the university's laboratory, a direct relation was found between heavy meals and the familiar after-luncheon lethargy. There's no doubt about it, the psychologist said. After a light lunch, the subject's mind works with 6% more speed and 25% more accuracy than after larger meals. There were nearly 70% fewer lapses in attention after the light dairy lunch.
Well, that's certainly something to remember, isn't it? For lunch tomorrow, drink a cool, refreshing glass full of Horlicks and see if you don't feel more alert, more on the job all afternoon. Horlicks can be prepared in a minute, you know, simply by adding the powder to water or milk and mixing thoroughly. You can get Horlicks from your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Bridger, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks. We now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.